నారాయణ నమస్కృత నృత్యవాణుత్తమం దేవీ సరస్వతి వ్యాసం తో జయం ఉదీరయత్ నష్ట ప్రయస్వాసు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ భక్త ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ Good morning, devotees. Hare Krishna. So, this morning, as was announced earlier, we're going to be having a class based on the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 3, 4, and 5. So, Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 3 is now on there. I'll start with that one. Chanted three times. It's actually a popular one. If you look at it, you've probably heard of it before. Or many times you've heard of it, depending how long you've been in ISKCON. So, this is the text. And the popular tune for the text is what I'm going to use to sing that particular text. Okay. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Anyone else that wants to chant can do that. Hare Krishna. Okay, anyone else? Jai Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Okay, Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Hare Krishna. Okay, so we'll do word for word. Jaya Jaya, all glory. Sri Chaitanya, to Lord Chaitanya. Jaya, all glory. Nityananda, to Lord Nityananda. Jaya, all glory. Advaita Chandra, to Advaita Acharya. Jaya, all glory. Gaura Bhaktavinda, to the devotees of Lord Gauranga. Translation by His Blandness A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Sri Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra and all glories to the devotees of Lord Gauranga. Jai. Om Agnati Mirandasa Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Padatikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sicha Sri Rupa Saga Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sicha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dr. Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Revi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturu Vishta Kripasuni Viva Chapatitanam Pavane Vyo Panchavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो ओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमादि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्य भारी पाश्चात्यादिशितारिणे। मो महाभरण्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमनि गुरुचिषे नमः। नन्दो नीलमाय विग्रहाय गुणाभिय दिव्याचरशुंडलाय तस्मै महाप्रेम रसपदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। हरे कृष्णा। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद, जय अद्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्तवृंद। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री नित्यानंद। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू अद्वैत चंद्र एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द डिवोटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड गौरांगा इंक्लूडिंग श्री वास एंड गदाधर। Those are the ones that make up the Panchatattva. Five features of the Lord in all truth. So, this is a very, very important shloka in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the beginning lila, the Adi lila. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahabharanyaya, is the most merciful incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we say incarnation, but actually in the deeper meaning of it is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. And Krishna is the sum total of all the expansions of the Lord. Ete tamsha kalapum sam, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. So, the portions, there are portions of the Lord, and then there are portions of the portions. But Krishna is the sum total. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita. So, the Lord deserves all glories. The greatest glories that anybody could wish on anyone should be wished on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, Rupa Goswami tells us, always think of Krishna. Never forget Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as the Krishna in his merciful form in the mood of Radharani, Srimati Radharani, the mother of devotion, to show us what bhakti, real bhakti, is about. The Lord taught in the Bhagavad Gita, in the battle of Kurukshetra, spoke to Arjuna. Then the Lord showed what it is like to be a devotee by coming in disguise. So many people didn't even know that he was the Lord himself. A great devotee of the Lord. Krishna Bhana Tusha Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, is the Lord himself, come as a devotee, preaching the glories and connecting with Krishna to show us how it's done. All glories to Sri Nityananda. His appearance was 2 days ago. We celebrated his appearance. Lord Nityananda, a most merciful form. Nityananda is Balaram. And in Krishna Balaram Leela, when the demons messed with him, he would literally take their lives. Beat them up and kill them. The same came in a merciful form and even allowed the demon to hit him, literally hurt him, and he didn't retaliate. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda are very, very merciful. Krishna and Balaram in the most merciful form. All glories to Advaita Mahavishnu, that has come also in this Gora Lila. He was the one that asked for Lord Chaitanya to come. Now he himself could have helped all of the fallen souls, but he asked the Lord to come Lord Chaitanya Krishna himself to descend in this Kali Yuga. And all the devotees, Karadhar, Srivas, who all contributed to the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in this world in Navadvip, and then to the rest of the world, the rest of India when he traveled after his initiation by Ishwarapuri. So there's glories, all glories to the devotees of Lord Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada said that when a devotee chants Gauranga, 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 Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, that devotee will not see, no matter what's happened, will not see a hellish planet. Because the Lord Gauranga's name prevents a person, a devotee, from going, that has been done things that literally deserves punishment in some of the special hellish planets that have to kind of reform devotees. Even that, they can be saved from. So the name of Lord Gauranga is very powerful. Of course, we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the glorious, the Leela of Lord Gauranga. Can you forward to the next one? Adi Leela, chapter 2, text 4. Okay. So chapter 2, text 4 is a transitional type shloka. So we will do the transition as is here, and then we will go to the next shloka. So this one I'll just read. Tritiya shlokera atakari vivaran vastu nidesha rupa mangala mangala charanam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Let me describe the meaning of the third verse of the first 14. It is an auspicious vibration that describes the absolute truth. So he goes into the meaning of the first, the one before, because we're in Sloka 4 now. When it says the third verse, it means the previous verse. So, and so the previous verse is taken into the deep description by the next one that comes. So now Adi Leela, chapter 2, text 5. If you can go to that one. Okay, so text 5. Yadvetam Brahma Brahmupanishadi Tarapyasta Tanubha Yad Atma Atmantar Yami Purusha Eti Soshama Vibhava Sad Aishwara Purno Ya Iha Bhagavan Saswam Ayam Na Chaitanyat Krishna Jagati Paratatvam Param Iha. So the translation of that is, what the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body. And the Lord, known as the Supersoul, is but his localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The compilers of the Upanishads speak very highly of the impersonal Brahman. The Upanishads, which are considered the most elevated portion of the Vedic literatures, are meant for persons who desire to get free from material association and who therefore approach a bona fide spiritual master. So that's what the Vedic, the Upanishads are meant for. It's very important. You approach the bona fide spiritual master for enlightenment. The prefix Upa indicates that one must receive knowledge about the absolute truth from the spiritual master. One who has faith is an original in his spiritual master, actually receives transcendental instruction. And as his attachment for material life slackens, he is able to advance on the spiritual path. Knowledge of the transcendental science of the Upanishads can free one from the entanglement of existence in the material world. And when thus liberated, one can be elevated to the spiritual kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by advancement in spiritual life. The beginning of spiritual enlightenment is realization of the impersonal Brahman. Such realization is effected by gradual negation of material variegatedness. Impersonal Brahman realization is the partial, distant experience of the absolute truth that one achieves through the rational approach. It is compared to one's seeing a hill from a distance and taking it to be a smoky cloud. A hill is not a smoky cloud, but it appears to be one from a distance because of our imperfect vision. In imperfect or smoky realization of the absolute truth, spiritual variegatedness is conspicuous by its absence. This experience is therefore called Advaitavada, or realization of oneness, of the oneness of the absolute. The impersonal glowing effulgence of Brahman consists only of the personal bodily rays of the Supreme Godhead, Sri Krishna. Since Sri Gaurasunda, or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is identical with Sri Krishna himself, the Brahman effulgence consists of the rays of his transcendental body. Similarly, the Supersoul, which is called the Paramatma, is a plenary representation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Antaryami, the Supersoul in everyone's heart, is a controller of all living entities. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, wherein the Lord Krishna says, Sarvasya Chaham Hiri Shanivishta, I am situated in everyone's heart. The Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29, also says, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasa Sarvaloka Mahesha, indicating that the Supreme Lord, acting in his expansion as a Supersoul, is the proprietor of everything. Similarly, Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, shloka 35, states, Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. The Lord is present everywhere, within the heart of every living entity, and within each and every atom as well. Thus, by his Supersoul feature, the Lord is all-pervading. Furthermore, Lord Chaitanya is also the master of all wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, renunciation, because he is Sri Krishna himself. He is described as Purna, or complete. In the feature of Lord Chaitanya, the Lord is an ideal renouncer, just as Sri Ram was an ideal king. Lord Chaitanya accepted the order of sannyas and exemplified exceedingly wonderful principles in his own life. No one can compare to him in the order of sannyas. Although in Kali Yuga, acceptance of the sannyas order is generally forbidden, Lord Chaitanya accepted it because he is complete in renunciation. Others cannot imitate him, but can only follow in his footsteps as far as possible. Those who are unfit for this order of life are strictly forbidden by the injunctions of the Shastra to accept it. Lord Chaitanya, however, is complete in renunciation as well as other opulences. He is therefore the highest principle of the absolute truth. By an analytical study of the truth of Lord Chaitanya, one will find that he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. No one is greater than or even equal to him. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, shloka 7, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Thus, it is here confirmed that there is no higher truth than Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The impersonal Brahman is the goal of those who cultivate the study of books of transcendental knowledge. And the Supersoul is the goal of those who perform the yoga practices. One who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead surpasses realization of both Brahman and Paramatma, because Bhagavan is the ultimate platform of absolute knowledge. The personality of Godhead is the complete form of Satchitananda, full knowledge and bliss. By realization of the sat portion of the complete whole, unlimited existence, one realizes the impersonal Brahman aspect of the Lord. By realization of the chit portion of the complete whole, unlimited knowledge, one can realize the localized aspect of the Lord, the Paramatma. But neither of these partial realizations of the complete whole can help one realize Ananda or complete bliss. Without such realization of Ananda, knowledge of the Absolute Truth is incomplete. This verse of Titan Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is confirmed by a parallel statement in the Tattva Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. In the eighth part of the Tattva Sandarbha, it is said that the Absolute Truth is sometimes approached as impersonal Brahman, which although spiritual, is only a partial representation of the Absolute Truth, Narayan. Narayan, the predominant deity in Vaikuntha, is to be known as an expansion of Sri Krishna. But Sri Krishna is the supreme Absolute Truth, the object of the transcendental love of all living entities. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Srila Prabhupada's purport opens up a great description of Krishna and the identity and the fact of the identical notion here that we need to understand. Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this text, the translation is, what the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body, and the Lord is known as Supersoul. The Lord known as a Supersoul is his localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with the six opulences. So Lord Chaitanya is Bhagavan. The Upanishads describe the Lord impersonal Brahman, as is stated here, the effulgence of the Lord. The effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is brilliant, very brilliant. We don't even compare it to the sun. No. The reflection, the sun that we have here is a reflection of the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And look how much light, you know, for this small universe here, how much light it puts out. It's not even easy for our eyes to look directly at the sun. And that's just a reflection. So one can only imagine the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is spiritual, totally spiritual. And so the Upanishads describe that the Lord as Supersoul is the localized plenary portion which is in every atom and also in the heart of every living entity. So that's the plenary portion, as Papa describes, that they're not the complete portion, but the complete is totally Lord Chaitanya or Krishna himself, with the opulences, Bhagavan, possessing the six opulences of full strength, full fame, full wealth, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. It also means that what we have here are just small portions of the fullness of Krishna. Everybody, whatever their strength level is by just a minute portion of the full strength of the Lord. Nobody is more famous than God. Whatever thing a person has done to acquire, and therefore people taking notice from that person so that he's become famous. No one can become as famous as the Lord. And whatever thing that made that person famous, where did he get it from? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he doesn't supply, you can't help. If he became famous as the person that made the first spaceship. All right, person who designed it. So they can be famous. But who gave them the intelligence to do that? Krishna. From me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Matasmriti jnanam apuhanam cha. It's from the Lord. So whatever anybody does here, or on any planet in the material world, that makes them famous, whatever that is actually a spark, just a small spark of the splendor of the Lord. So we can't even claim fame, we can't even claim strength, we can't even claim wealth, we can't even claim knowledge, we can't even claim beauty, none of that on our own. We are all 100% dependent on what the Lord puts out. So he's a source of all of these. That's why nobody is at the level of the Lord, and nobody can ever be at the level of the Lord. He's the absolute truth, and no one is greater than or equal to him. At the same time, by his mercy and on his own will, wanting to enjoy pastimes, he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste the sweetness of the devotion of Srimati Radharani. And at the same time, show us what it is like to be a devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord. So, an important point here is made by Srila Prabhupada in this very first few sentences in the purport. The Upanishads are considered the most elevated portion of the Vedic literatures. They are meant for persons who desire to get free from material association, and who therefore approach a bona fide spiritual master from enlightenment. So the point here Srila Prabhupada is making is, if we desire to be happy, we desire to get away from material association, because that's what makes us happy. If we go to the spiritual, mind, body, soul, to the spiritual, then we'll be happy. But how do we know what to do spiritually? We have to approach a bona fide spiritual master and get enlightenment for what is right and what is wrong. So Upanishad, Upa, the prefix, Upapad is saying, it indicates that one must receive knowledge about the absolute truth from a spiritual master. Why? Spiritual master is endowed with the truth. Spiritual mastership is put together and originated by Krishna himself. He says to come see him, go to the spiritual master. And he's so keen on that even when he came as Krishna, he took a spiritual master. Balaram, spiritual master. Sandipani Muni. Lord Chaitanya, spiritual master. He also got spiritual master initiation from spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. Even though Ishwarapuri was well aware that the Lord, Lord Chaitanya, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when the Lord came to him for initiation, he questioned the Lord and says, but I'm your devotee. And you would get initiation from me to be a spiritual master? Lord Chaitanya still insisted. And when Ishwarapuri explained his point further, that he would like to remain the humble servant of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya said, but I have a mission. I have a mission to show devotees what it is like, what bhakti is about. And it involves having to get initiation, take a guru. Therefore, you play the role of my guru. Even though you understand I'm supreme personality of Godhead and you're really my devotee, play that role of initiating so that I can show to the rest of the world. Because he came now to show what devotion was about. Show to the rest of the world the importance of having to have a guru and having to have enlightenment, and to serve the guru menially. The Lord cooked. Lord Chaitanya cooked for Ishwarapuri. And served Ishwarapuri. To show us what it is like and what we have to do as devotees in relating to the spiritual master. So, Shivapa says, when we take spiritual life seriously through the instructions, the transcendental instructions of the spiritual master, When we take it seriously, what happens is our attachment for material life becomes just move away slowly. We get less and less and less interested in material activity that we can get rid of, that we don't have to live with, leaving only the ones that are necessary. Now, it does not mean that it just happens overnight. It's a gradual process. And it involves having to get help from devotees who are fixed up. It involves taking a spiritual master's instruction seriously. Srila Prabhupada has already said that here. But to be around devotees who will then remind us of the life that we're supposed to lead, that's extremely important. One cannot be successful in spiritual life without Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees. That's why in the very first one, chapter 2, text 3 of Adilila, all glory to Lord Chaitanya, all glory to Lord Nityananda. And then in the end, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, all glory to the devotees of the Lord. Because the devotees are assistants in helping us to grow to the point where material life does not become important to us anymore, and now spiritual life is most important. So we gravitate towards doing the things that are spiritual. We gravitate towards spiritual in terms of devotional service. We start by devotional service and instructions, through instructions given by the spiritual master. But then it grows on us as we take the chanting seriously. And we take the chanting on Hare Krishna Maha Mantra seriously. That means we take it, when we're chanting, we chant with attention. When we chant with good emotions and we chant understanding that that is the most important thing to do in this particular life in Kali Yuga, because that's a Yuga Dharma, the Lord has said you do that. And Lord Chaitanya came to show that through Kirtan. So we do japa, chanting, and we also sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Kirtans and Bhajans. So, knowing the transcendental science of the Upanishads, Srila Prabhupada says, can free one from the entanglement of existence in the material world. And when thus liberated, one can be elevated to the spiritual kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by advancement in spiritual life. How we can get back to this, to Godhead involves having to disconnect from things about material life, to disconnect. So material life should not please us. Material life should be seen as something that's necessary because we are in this body and we have to keep the body going. Srila Prabhupada says we have to live as long as possible in serving, serving at the same time, be in this body as long as possible and serve the Supreme Personality of God, His devotees, Guru and Krishna. But we also have to understand that we're not these bodies, and that's the knowledge of Brahman, we are spirit. And the life is to be directed more towards spirituality and only as necessary towards material activity. So the beginning of spiritual enlightenment is the realization of the impersonal Brahman, as in Bhavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 11. Vadantita tatvavidas tatparyajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabjate. Those who know, learned transcendentalists, they call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And Srila Prabhupada describes the three stages of realization, the preliminary realization of Brahman, like seeing a hill from a distance. He's also used mountain, pretty much the same thing, like hazy, smoky cloud. A hill is not a smoky cloud, but it appears to be from a distance, from far away. Those of us that are in the country have had that experience before. Sometimes, you're going up, and it's, I don't know, these towns won't make much sense to those who are not in this area, but there's a place where the main campus of Pennsylvania State University is. It's called State College. And from Gideonagri, if you're going there, you have to go up a place called the Seven Mountains. You literally go up the hill through a mountain. And early in the morning, when you look on the right side, you won't see anything but clouds, even though the mountains are there. So from a distance, you see clouds. It's very, very hazy. It's like foggy. And so unless you've seen it in the afternoon and you know it's there, a new person going there would think that, oh, this, you know, it's more clouds has formed here. That's all. I'm just going up a hill. On my right side, I can see clouds. No, they are the mountains. It's called Seven Mountains. And there are seven of them. That's why they get that name. Now, if the clouds clear, say the sun comes up, now you can see something. Again, if you didn't know the mountains, you would just see a lot of greenery. Because the trees are obviously from that distance, they look compact and together. That is the realization, the analogy of the Lord in the heart, the Paramatma, the next level of realization. But then, as Srila Prabhupada says, when a person gets closer to the mountain, then you see there's so many things that's there. The trees now will be seen in the reality, not just the green color haze covering an area, but you see the trees itself. Therefore, if you come closer, you will hear the birds on the trees. You will see some nests if you get really, really close. And some people like to build their houses at the bottom of the mountain. That you might see some houses there. So the variety then will be shown. The Lord in His greatest variety, and the Lord in the position where we can relate to is Bhagavan. And that's why Krishna says, and that's why the spiritual master teaches us, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, the Lord full of all the six great opulences and subsets from those. So his fame, the beauty, the renunciation, wealth, so all of that is there. Knowledge, by the way, in the renunciation potency of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada was describing when the Lord shows renunciation, which so sometimes say, the Lord is renounced. Well, then he has strength and he has fame and he has wealth and he has knowledge and he has beauty. And then we say he's renounced. So in our little tiny brains, how can the Lord be renounced? It's all beautiful and it's all wealth and it's all the wealth, he has everything, but it also has a potency of renunciation. He can be detached from them at the same time. He can be detached. They do not rule him. He can use his energies in any kind of way he likes. He has complete control. He is above the law. If he likes, he can go according to law if he's teaching us. But otherwise, he can do whatever he likes. But now, the feature of renunciation, Srila Prabhupada describes as when he does something menial. Now, remember, he's the supreme, the king of kings, the supreme personality. So when he does things that are menial, that is the use of his potency of renunciation. For example, when he made the decision to drive the chariot for Arjuna. Even if you've seen these movies, Mahabharata, apart from Arjuna's chariot, the Krishna was driving. The rest of the chariot, if you look at the persons that were playing the roles of the different, you know, quarter of us and so on, you will see that a very simple kind of person was the one that was driving the or controlling the horses. So, chariot driver is actually a menial task. Krishna takes that just for the love of his devotees. When there was the Rajasuya sacrifice by Maharaj Yudhisthira, different assignments were given to the Pandavas. to welcome people and so on. And Sri Krishna decided that he would take over the responsibility of washing everybody that was coming, the feet, with water. That's also a feature of renunciation. It's a menial position. So the Lord, as he likes, he would do jobs that are very simple. For us, we practice what? We practice how to be humble by also doing menial service for the spiritual master. Menial service for the spiritual master is a very, very, very important thing to do because it teaches us humility. When you come to ISKCON, there's a very popular assignment that usually people get. Wash the pots in the kitchen. I remember my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, made a comment when he came to ISKCON. I forget where he came, but he was in a suit. Princeton graduate. Okay, New York. Princeton graduate. And the devotees asked him, he wanted to assist. He said, sure, go to the kitchen and wash the pots. And he said, what? You know, I'm wearing a suit and everything. Go to the kitchen and wash pots. We've had experience of washing pots. I did it, and some of my devotee God family members also washed pots. Actually, it's very purifying. It's very, 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 very purifying. When you take this and, you know, now we have this big shower kind of thing, and this mix the water, the cold water and the warm water. And these pots are big time stainless steel type pots. They're not light. They're not light. You wash them and in the big bowls, and then later on you wash the big woks that are used. Everything is made in the milk. Big, and the woks usually have quite a bit of oil, and you have to do that. And usually the big pots, it's not a matter of just putting a soap in there and then that. Now, most of the time, if they used it to cook rice, that bottom of that pot is burnt. So you're dealing with burnt rice in a large pot that's heavy, in a deep sink. And you'll have to be determined to do a good job at it. And when you finish and you clean it, it's all, and then you set it, you know, over to drain, and then to dry, and then later on you put it back in place. This is a service we're doing in Radha Damodar's kitchen in Giranagari that I'm describing. Now, everybody that came at some point was asked to do that. If you had the strength to go and wash pots. And everyone that did it, some people may have just, you know, depending on people's temperament or the way they look at things. Some people had some grudge. But one thing that came out, everybody that's done it before, now, if you look back on it, they'll tell you that we actually learned quite a bit from doing that menial service. From doing that menial service. And then the other menial service is cut vegetables. And especially when there's a whole program that's coming and a lot of people are visiting. And that's when a lot of bogas, and then of course the cooks can't do it all. So we have people coming in, and you have 5, 6, 7 people cutting different types of vegetables. And in the meantime, there's, you know, in order to have people's minds set on, there will either be bhajans playing, or most of the time there will be a lecture by Srila Prabhupada playing, so people are listening and at the same time cutting. Very, very, very good service. So menial service, we're making a case for menial service. Never turn your heart away from menial service. You will get a lot as a devotee later on. You will grow. Devotion will grow on you the more menial service you do. It will literally grow on you. Grow on you means you get to like, as an American way of saying, you get to like service in general. And then Krishna will open your heart. Then your chanting becomes better. Like that. So that's something not to turn away from at all. So the super soul, Krishna, Chimpapad quotes, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasar Savaloka Maheshwaram. So that's Bhagavad Gita chapter 5. Text 29. Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasa Savaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Savabhutanam Gyatva Man Shantin Richati. Because it says, a person in full consciousness, me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and the well-wisher of living entities. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing I am the beneficiary of everything that's done to be given to Krishna. And there's another text that says, because give it to me. Because this is how we become happy when he gives back. The supreme lord of all planets and the supreme lord of the demigods too. And the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities. A person who understands that attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Attains peace. If you put Krishna first, then peace comes. If you serve Krishna menially, to serve a spiritual master, and you serve the devotees from your heart, you will be happier and happier and happier. Srila Prabhupada, the last point I want to leave you is from an extra devotion. And Srila Prabhupada made the case that if this world, people who are working in this world, worked according to the instructions that's in Bhagavad Gita, did their own occupation, devotees obviously stick to the instructions, and non-devotees work their jobs but understand that they have to give what they get from the results from that, give to the Lord. If everybody did that, this world would be peaceful. This world, people will be happy. A lot of things that we see as disturbances in weather and so on, that will all go away. And in fact, even in this material world, on this planet, people will be very happy. And he also mentioned that as long as there's cow killing, cow and the bull are killed, the wars will never stop. Killing an animal is as bad as killing a human being. And as long as a cow is being killed, slaughterhouses are on, there will be wars in this place. There will never be peace. So Lord Chaitanya has come to show us how to live. All glories to him. Lord Nityananda, the servant of Lord Chaitanya, he likes to be called servant of Lord Chaitanya, even though it's a plenary expansion in Balaram. They are all appealing to us. Please chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if we do that, then we are in the right side, the correct side of both the spiritual master and Krishna as Lord Chaitanya. Then we have opportunity, a real opportunity to go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll stop here. The second last paragraph, as the personality of Godhead is a complete form of Satchidananda. Okay. So, realization of the sat portion of the complete whole, unlimited existence, one realizes the impersonal Brahman aspect of the Lord. And by realization of the chit portion, the unlimited knowledge, one can realize a localized aspect of a complete, of whole. Now, so these two are broken down, the sat and the chit. Sat is eternality. And the key to this is the last sentence. Neither of these partial realizations of the complete whole can help one realize ananda, or complete bliss. Without such realization, knowledge of the absolute truth is incomplete. Well, why ananda? Why is there the need to have ananda? Because, one, we already described, it's already been described here, sat and chit. And as far as they go, yogis, they want to have more knowledge. The knowledge makes them go through what? The type of just trying to get the Lord in the heart by going through meditations and so on. Now, the Lord Krishna, we relate to him through his pastimes. And his pastimes are the ones that are connected with bliss. The eternal happiness comes from relating to Krishna. So then if the eternal, the happiness, the wonderful happiness that we can get from relating to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is just think, if that's not there, the Buddha is not relating in that way, then what we got? We've got the effulgent rays and the fact that he is in our heart as a Paramatma directing our lives, including the lives of non-devotees too. Is that much? As far as our relating to God, it doesn't go that far. Yeah. So devotees have to have a connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through actual relation that brings out the love. Love is connected with bliss. And that's where it is. So that's why we need that connection. There, Hare Krishna. Sat and Chit. Sat is a property of the Lord. Eternality. And the Lord lives forever. Okay? We also live forever as souls. Chit, knowledge. Unlimited knowledge. That's also there. Ananda. But activity is connected with Ananda. Actual activity, pastimes, is connected with Ananda. So that has to be there. The Lord lives based on Ananda. The gopis, the relationship with him, the closest, the highest relationship is given the conjugal relationship, which is the relationship between Krishna and the gopis. It's all Ananda. The whole thing is Ananda. So devotees have Sat, Chit, and Ananda understanding and relation. Whereas the yogis go with the Paramatma feature because they go through meditations to try to realize the Lord in the heart, and my bodies want to merge into the effulgent race. There's no Ananda. There is no Ananda. There is no bliss. There is no higher happiness. It's when we relate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a personal level, then the happiness comes. Another way of saying the same thing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Okay.